Hello, Cecil. You're late to work.
I know it. Golly. Whew.
Have you been running?
No, skipping. Where's your uncle?
He's upstairs in the office.
Does he know I'm late?
I don't think so. Couldn't you start Ben-Hur this morning?
No, yes. Well, I take my coat off.
This is one time that I beat you down to the store.
Oh, this is the first time I've been late since last week.
What made you late this morning?
Oh, you'd never guess.
Oh, is it something nice?
Is it? You ask me. I've got a dog.
You've got a dog?
Yeah, a dog.
Not a dog.
Yes, a dog.
A real dog?
No, a stuffed one.
Well, why didn't you tell me you were going to get one last night?
I tell you, I didn't know I was going to get one last night.
Oh, did someone give it to you?
No, it's like this. Last night when I got home, Aunt Bess had forgotten to get the meat for dinner, so she made me chase to the butcher's and get some hamburger.
Oh, I see. And instead, you got a dog.
No, Stoop, listen. Well, on my way back, this dog noticed me. He sort of picked up his ears when I passed.
Where was the dog? In someone's front yard?
No. He was lying by a telephone pole, just lazy-like.
I see. And when you came by, he liked you.
Yes, sir. Right from the start. It's a funny thing. He sort of said, "There goes the master that I want." So he got up, and without another word, trotted after me.
Oh, had you been talking to each other?
He liked me as soon as he saw me. That means something. Dogs have sense.
So that's how you got your dog.
Yes, sir, and he followed me all the way home.
Are you sure it was you he followed and not the meat you were carrying?
It wasn't meat, it was hamburger.
The dog wouldn't know the difference.
At first, I tried to chase him away. I made out like I was going to throw a rock at him. And you know what he did, do you?
He said, "Spare me, kind sir."
Nothing of the sort. He just sat back on his haunches and sort of looked at me.
Did he look at you with the beautiful eyes, Cecil?
All right. If you're not interested in my new dog, all right.
Oh, but I am, Cecil. Tell me more.
Well, so I didn't have the heart to hit him, and he followed me all the way home. Stayed all night. He wouldn't go away.
You mean you couldn't even drive him away?
Well, you see, I had him tied. I thought I'd better take care of him for the night.
Oh, I see. So now you're going to keep him, huh?
Well, we haven't decided yet.
What's the matter? Can't you make up your mind? From what you say, you were made for each other.
I know, but we haven't decided.
What do you mean, we?
Well, I've decided, but Aunt Bess said I couldn't have him around the house.
Maybe the dog didn't give your aunt one of his looks.
Well, I haven't changed her mind for her yet, but I think I can wear her down if I keep at it.
So your aunt won't let you have it in the house?
I'm not going to keep it in the house. I'm going to keep it under the house, and maybe in my room once in a while.
Did you feed it, Cecil?
Sure. When my aunt wasn't looking, I slipped some meat into my napkin and sneaked it out to him after dinner. You should have seen the look in that dog's eyes. Oh, he can almost talk.
Did he say thank you?
Almost. Oh, I'm going to keep him. I haven't had a dog for a long time, and this dog sort of picked me out.
I'll bet he's been picking out everybody in the neighborhood for months who passed carrying meat.
Oh, not my dog. It's a one-man dog.
Where's the man?
Me.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, goodness.
Well, you should have seen him swallow the meat when I gave it to him. Oh, just gulp. He didn't even chew it and stood there waiting for more.
Did he get it?
No.
Did you feed him this morning?
I gave him some water.
Is that all?
Well, I couldn't very well sneak oatmeal out in my napkin.
Do you think your aunt will turn him loose this morning?
No, that's why I'm late.
That's why you're late to work?
Yep. I wouldn't leave the house until she promised not to turn him loose until I got home again.
Oh, well, do you think she'll give in?
Sure. Well, I know how to handle her. I just keep at her until she's tired of hearing about it, and then she'll give in to get a little peace. Boy, it's worked before.
Why, Cecil, you ought to be ashamed. Do you think that's nice?
Well, do you think it's nice to turn a poor, dumb animal out of a home when it doesn't know where its next meal is coming from?
Oh, Cecil, it could get along. How do you think it grew as big as it is? It will always eat.
Well, it's going to eat regular from now on. It's my dog.
It's just a common dog. Why don't you wait and get a good one?
This dog picked me out for a master, out of all the people it had ever seen.
What is this power you have, Cecil?
Well, the dog knows.
It's a cur.
It is not a cur.
It is, too. You said it was lying by the gutter.
Well, if you'll read history, you'll find out that a lot of big men have come up from the gutter.
We're not talking about man. We're talking about dogs.
Oh, what do you care for? It's my dog.
Well, it's nothing to me. I'll bet it's dirty.
Sure, it's dirty. That's one of the things I argued with Aunt Bess about.
Couldn't you agree on how dirty it was?
No. She didn't want to let me wash it in the bathtub.
Goodness, Cecil, you didn't want to wash it in the bathtub, did you?
Sure, why not?
But why the bathtub? I'll bet your aunt didn't give in.
I know it. Can you feature being so stubborn?
Has it got fleas, Cecil?
What dog hasn't?
My sugar pie hasn't.
She's a cat. This is a dog.
How do you know it has fleas, Cecil?
Well, he scratches all the time.
Maybe it's a 7 years itch.
It's fleas. Every respectable dog has them. I wouldn't have a sissy dog.
Well, he better not ever get near my sugar pie and give her any.
Oh, your old cat.
A cat is a lot better to have than a dog.
Rats. Who wants an old cat?
I do.
They're the dumbest animals on earth.
Why, Cecil, they are not. You just stop calling my sugar pie names.
They are. You can't teach them anything.
You can, too.
You cannot. Why, take my dog, for instance.
I don't want him.
Why, he can do tricks already. And I haven't had him 2 days.
What can he do?
Tricks. That's how smart he is.
Well, my kitty can do tricks, too.
What can she do?
Well, she can do tricks.
Well, what?
Well, I can't think right now, but she can do tricks.
My dog knows what I mean when I talk to him.
Well, so does my sugar pie.
Oh, what does she ever understand?
Well, when I say, kitty, 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 here's your milk, she comes running.
Yeah, and when you say, scat, she beats it. Oh, that's wonderful.
I don't say scat.
Listen, you know what I'll do? I'll bring my dog over to your house tonight, just to show you how smart he is. I may put him on the stage.
Oh, I wouldn't have an old dog. They eat too much.
Well, my dog doesn't.
All dogs do.
Well, mine doesn't because I haven't given him anything yet. But I will. And they're 1,000 times better to have than cat.
Well, I'll bet he isn't home when you get home.
I'll just bet he better be.
Are you really going to bring him over to my house tonight?
Well, do you want me to?
Well, I'd kind of like to see what he looks like.
Oh, you'll like him, Sally. He has the softest brown eyes. Oh, gee.
Well, will I see him tonight then,
You will. I'll bring him over and put him through his paces. Then you won't laugh when you see him obey my commands. You'll laugh the other way, believe me, and no fooling. This is some dog I have, Sally.